Hey, what's good, everybody? This is Jamal Jackson. This is a very surprise, show for right now. I'm in downtown right now. There's a lot of people protesting, man. These streets are shut down. Literally, I went to Convention Center, and all up under Convention Center. If you're from Dallas or if you ever visit Dallas, you know what the Convention Center is. people were pretty much everywhere. The police had streets blocked off. As I'm riding down the street right now as we speak, literally, police have streets blocked off. I guess you could say at this point, this is what fed up looks like. I'm seeing people out and about. I'm going to see if we can get out maybe and get an interview and talk about what's going on down here right now. Man, this is pretty interesting. This is not Dallas is not a city that's friendly to protesting. You know, we've had plenty of situations happen here where police officers have killed "quote unquote" African American people, and you know, this has been overdue, man. It's not what that is. It's definitely not cool. But we're here in downtown right now, man. I'm going to allow everyone who listens to this show to hear these sounds. One thing I really want to do for you guys on this show tonight, man, and stay tuned. Who knows how things gonna go? What I really want to do, man, is try to get out and get some type of interview accomplished. Maybe we can speak to somebody. we'll find somebody right on spot, and we'll talk to them. We'll, you know, converse with them and hear their side of the story of what's going on down here. Literally, this part of Dallas that I'm in right now, the streets are completely packed out, man. I'm going to turn into 7-Eleven. I see a group of guys. I see about 8 or 9 guys. Maybe we can get somebody to talk. Hopefully. Park my car. I'm gonna get out the car. Well, I'm in a truck. And I'm right off of Southside on Lamar, where the guy was killed in his own apartment by the female police officer. I'm pretty sure everybody is familiar with that case at this point. Let's do this. It's definitely hot out here right now. I'm about to walk up to them. I don't even know these dudes. But let's go for it. Let's see how things go. This feels good tonight, too. There's black people just about everywhere, from police officers and everything. So I think I'm gonna get in my truck and maybe move around. I just seen two police officers pull up. They pulled up in a paddy wagon. Maybe they're gonna go break that group up I was getting ready to go speak to. Let's move. I'm gonna just move down a little bit, man. This is crazy, everything that's going on right now, man. And to the extent of my knowledge, this was a peaceful protest. Of course, it's our people. We know it was a peaceful protest. We know it was. This is definitely wild right now. It's literally cars and traffic and stuff all tangled up. For people that's listening to the show, if you hear the different vehicles here in Dallas, there's a some of the average normal cars that you'll see on a regular in Dallas are Camaros, Challengers, you know, Mustangs, things of that nature. There's tons of them out here. Literally, the average dope boy in Dallas has a Challenger. You know, times change for sure. It's crowded out here, y'all. I know that was super random. But I have people that listen to the show a little bit of everywhere around the world. I done turned on the wrong street. I need to turn around. This is crazy right now. This is crazy. Bear with me, everyone. I'm doing a podcast at the same time. Clutter up things. Everybody's making a U-turn. You know how it is, man, with so many cars and things of that nature, especially if it's something to this extent that's going on out here. It's going to cause people to follow one car, and that one car is going to follow the next. And we all that went down the wrong turn, man. So let me get back in the mix of everything. Get out of this little bundle of this street that I'm in. Man, literally every city around the world. I'm not even saying why I said around the world. Who am I kidding? Different cities, in different states around the USA are protesting tonight. A lot of people are out. It is definitely ridiculous right now, and it's super, super crazy. I literally just want to stop my truck, get out, walk around, people. I want y'all to hear the actual people. I want y'all to hear what the people have to say for what's going on right now. Man, I see. Where could I go? Where could I go? Literally, every street is tangled up right now. Every street. It's difficult to move around, and I'm not even on the busy streets. Like, for all my Dallas people, I'm on Cadiz, you know what I'm saying, and Lamar. Cadiz and Lamar, right down the street from the convention center. You know, I'm not even like in the actual mix of downtown. You know, Main Street and all that, and it's crazy right now, y'all. It's crazy. I just gotta find me a good spot to park, and then I'm gonna get out. And I kid you not, I'm seeing more than just black people, more than just our people out here right now tonight. I've literally there's a good population of Mexican Latinos that came out. And just support for, you know, another minority. I'm going to turn on this street right here. What street am I on? And I'm literally riding down right now, y'all. I'm on, I just walked over, well, I just drove over Cannon. My language is a little different. I'm on Cannon and Griffin, y'all. Going towards the convention center. There's tons of people just everywhere right now. It's really ridiculous. I see, man, this is mad. I didn't know the city. Wow, they have this blocked off. What? Downtown is completely shut down. Holy crap. I'm talking about like from the Omni, y'all. Like from the Omni, moving on upwards in a big circular motion around maybe 4 or 5 blocks, all the way to like the West End. I didn't even know we had that many police officers employed by the city of Dallas. The helicopters are out. I'm not sure if y'all can hear that, but the helicopters are definitely out. I guess we'll have to stay on this south border and see what can we get. I wanted to walk up to that group before the police came to that 7-Eleven off of Lamar. The police came to the 7-Eleven. It was a group of people I was getting ready to walk up to, and they pretty much kind of broke up the group, made everybody move around. That's what they're doing a little bit of everywhere from what it looks like. We still gonna dig in though. We gonna find something. There's a lot going on, and I believe there's purpose for whatever needs to be said on the show tonight. So continue listening. There's going to be something very beneficial, and if you cut it. Okay, I'm not sure why I did that, y'all. Like, literally my phone started getting weird and it stopped recording and it was asking me to preview it, but we're back on air. If you didn't hear what I just said, just to kind of put it all together, stay tuned on the show. There is going to be something beneficial. There's purpose for tonight's show. I'm not sure if you can hear the helicopters, but there's 2 helicopters riding around. There's going to be something beneficial to be said on tonight's show. And if you leave right now or in the next 5, 10, 20, 15, who knows how long, minutes, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. Don't be one of the ones that miss it. This show is, like I said, is very special. It was a last minute thing. I kid you not, I had just made it home. Here in Dallas, I tend to cut grass all day, and that's how I make ends meet. Landscaping and remodeling is my bread and butter. So me and my family, that's what we do. And I was just getting home. I had just dropped my cousin off. I got home, I unwind a little bit, and what ended up happening was I found myself hungry, so I decided to go get some Domino's. And not even 5 minutes of my ride into my mission to Domino's to go get a pizza, I had a good friend call me. And she called me and told me what was going on. And I rushed down here just for you all. And again, I apologize for the crappy audio. I am doing this podcast in my car. It is mobile. I'm doing it on my phone. We're here in the mix. Literally, wow. I'm down by Cedar Stations, everyone. And Cedar Station is the train station that touches the Convention Center station. But the police have roadblocks literally at the Cedar Station. And the Cedar Station actually is right down the street from Southside on Lamar. Again, where the guy was killed by the police officer, and I'm pretty sure you all are very familiar with that story. That was international, but here we are. I'm not sure if you all can hear it, but man, there is helicopters everywhere. You can hear them. Police, the news crews are out here. Oh, wow. Another street block. Oh, shoot. Okay, so I'm finna turn around and I'm finna go park. I found where it's hot at. Holy shit. It is hot down here, y'all. It is hot. There are Asians here. I'm just literally randomly naming the different nationalities that I do see here. There are, okay, so I'm about to go hit this corner, y'all. OMG, OMG. I'm about to get in the neat and gritty, man, and we're about to we're about to get down to the business, man. Again, if you're just now tuning in to the show, this is the Jamal Jackson Show. I am your host, Jamal Jackson. And man, I would really love to thank you for your time, wherever you're from and wherever you're calling in. Thank you for tuning in to the show tonight. It means volume to me. It really does. This is my passion. This is something I really enjoy, you know. So again, thank you. Thank you. We are downtown right now. This is the protest in Dallas, Texas. This is a one-of-a-kind show. How many times do we have these type of situations? Very often in America, where a black man gets killed and he literally only says three words, "I can't breathe." And for those of you that don't know about this case, this man, this is a this is truly a very heartbreaking case. This story, man, is literally worldwide right now. First, let me just say this. I want to send my condolences to the family of George Floyd. I want to send my condolences right now to the family of George Floyd. Not only that, to the people, this is major. Let me just say that this is not cool. We're pretty much fed up at this point, and it's evidence. This is just Dallas, and this happened like literally, man, in a different city in a different state. So for our people to be responding the way that they are, it means so much. And I kid y'all not, there are thousands of people here. There are thousands of people here. I am parking right now as we speak. How you doing?
All right.
There's some homeless people here. I have two slices of pizza remaining. You want some pizza? No problem.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a good. You want some pizza? Thank you.
No problem. Two pieces I have remaining. Let's get two of you guys. I'm not sure what to expect, honestly. Here. More and more police are showing up. Helicopters. I just walked over the train tracks at the Cedar station. Should have brought me a bottle of water. Because I cut grass all day, I keep a cooler with water and fruit in it on the back of my truck. But I'm out here, man. Let's see what happens. This is crazy. This is a peaceful protest. Let me say that before I say anything. This is a very peaceful protest. They're not touching the officers. They don't have weapons, to the extent of my knowledge. They're literally undercover cops. I just seen two undercover cops. They had all black on. And they're kind of scattered out amongst the people. Wait, did they make the people move around? No, they're in front of the, okay. So near Lamar, if you all have ever came on Lamar, the Dallas police has their headquarters down here. And this is where all the people are in front of. That was a little strange. I'll kind of talk about that on the interview I'm doing possibly tomorrow. But I'm down here right now. They have the signs up. There's tons of people everywhere. So I'm literally right across the street. Let's see what happens. Before we go any further, let me just pray and ask Jesus Christ for the safety of everyone out here. There's a lot of screaming and chanting going on right now, but I just pray, Father God, that no one gets hurt and nobody loses their life tonight, Father God. Wow, this is crazy right now. Y'all know how long they've been out here?
Forever, bro.
Yeah?
Forever.
All day?
All day. Well, not all day. It's probably been around since 9 o'clock till 9.
Okay, so like when the sun went down?
Yeah, sun went down, everything go boom, boom.
Yeah. And they shut down all the streets.
Yeah, there's only really one way to enter, which is this way, when we had to park and walk up. I just wait for the tear gas. I throw back.
They been throwing tear gas?
Si, amigo.
That's crazy.
We don't care. Anything for a black race.
More and more people coming. I'm sitting there thinking, black as me. It's crazy out here, man. So, how long have y'all been out here?
Probably 30 minutes.
Okay.
Just made it.
Yeah.
Reinforcements.
Oh, yeah. They got theirs. We need all. Damn, this is crazy.
See ya, nigga.
I'm about to walk over there and see what's going down. Everybody been out here.
See, we been out about like what, 35, 40 minutes?
What?
Man, I thought this nigga was loud, straight up. I thought this nigga was loud.
Well, cool. I know both of y'all. I know y'all. You know where I know you from.
We went to school together.
Yeah, bird, but I know you. You look real familiar.
How old you here, bro?
24.
You was a Bible.
What's your name?
You know black. You know black. And you used to be over there with Ridgecrest. You so little Bible.
Huh?
That nigga used to be over there with Trina, over there by Trina.
Yeah, I just said Anthony.
Yeah, nigga. That nigga used to be over there by Trina over Ridgecrest. Over that Keelan Water Walk.
Nah, I ain't got no Ridgecrest.
Where you was at?
Grove? Not no Ridgecrest.
Where about? In the Grove.
Triple John Four? Winston? Nah, Triple Four.
St. Augustine?
Ocalo.
I used to be over there in Elam. Over there by Elam. I used to be over there. I'm telling you, nigga. You was a baby, though. You was like this, nigga. You was a baby. I'm damn near 100. I just look like this, huh? Yeah, I'm damn near 100.
This is wild.
How
y'all doing over here? Y'all doing all right? Everybody been out here for a little minute now?
Yeah, we've been out here about an hour.
Okay. Somebody told me they was throwing tear gas.
Yeah.
Y'all walk down here?
All of us walk
down here. How far did y'all walk from?
Oh, way down by the Omni Hotel.
By Convention Center and all that?
Yeah.
Damn. They just started shutting down streets. Okay. My name's Jamal, man. I'm on my podcast right now. Doing pretty much chasing this story.
Oh. Okay.
Y'all mind if we kind of do a little interview?
He back.
Yeah.
Okay. So was this kind of like how did they pretty much everybody get collected together? Was it like some on social media or?
Yeah, probably. I mean, at first we all marched. It was an organized march at first.
Uh-huh.
From here, we all met here initially, and then we marched down there. And then that's when they started tear gassing everybody. There's a little guy, he got shot actually 3 times.
What?
By the bullets and the tear gas.
Where he at?
Yeah, he around. He got shot 3 times, and they passed the medical personnel passed him up and everything. But he around here.
Yeah, he was just right here.
But yeah, he was the one that followed us through here.
That's crazy. And there's a collective of different nationalities out here. It's not just black, right?
Oh, man. It's a bunch of nationalities out here in support. Because they have friends, you know, they got friends. Mm-hmm. They have relatives that's of the, you know, that's black or African American.
Yeah.
So they in here to support. And this is what it's all about right here.
Wow.
Us coming together in unity.
That's true.
To address this this pandemic. This is a pandemic. Global. This is global. This isn't just local. This just isn't in Dallas. This is global.
That is definitely true. Wonder what they sound. Are they trying to push us to go in another direction?
No, they don't want us to cross the street, so you can't cross the street. So they arrested a guy for just crossing the street. They wow. actually choked him out. They choked him out.
And for the people that's listening to the show right now, we're literally right across the street from Southside on Lamar, where the guy was killed in his home by
John. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're literally right across the street. And there's thousands of people out here. So it's been pretty violent a little bit, huh?
Yeah, earlier it was, it was unnecessary. They didn't have to, throw the tear gas or shoot the tear gas into a peaceful protest.
Mm-hmm.
Did nobody do anything. They told us to go home and the party was over, whatever they were saying. This is a peaceful protest.
Yeah.
This is one of our First Amendments. And so we don't got to go home. So that's when they start blocking all the streets and everything.
That is crazy. I've been saying that pretty much all night, that this is what that is. It's a peaceful protest. And so you do photography? Yeah. I can imagine the different looks you got tonight.
Man, I got some good looks, but my camera was acting up for some reason.
Uh-huh.
Pissed because I didn't get everything I wanted to get, but I got some fun.
Yeah.
Going on with
the stuff. Oh, this is crazy. I'm gonna move around and try to hear more from the people. Man, I appreciate y'all. So like I said, right now, I'm still right here in the mix of everything that's going on. Some people are very weird out here, man. So it's something going down right here. Alright, so now I'm headed to the other end. If you can hear the screams and the shouts, a lot of people are on the way right now. There's over 5,000. You should see how thick this crowd is. You are going to hear the chants right now. I mean, they're marching. They're here. Wow. Are we recording still?
Good everybody, this
still
is
going.
Jamal Jackson. This is the first time I'm a very
watching in the street right now, people.
12 is 9 plus 1. 8 plus 9 plus 1 plus 1.
Shut it down!
Now hold on.
You can hear it right now. Wow, I'm in the mix, everybody.
Not that.
Dear Heavenly Father, as you watch over me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. imagine how police officers feel who's supposed to protect us, and they have all these people protesting against them.
Botham John. Botham John. Breonna Taylor. Breonna Taylor. Breonna Taylor.
People, I'm just going to be quiet and let you hear it for yourself.
Breonna Taylor. 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 Breonna Taylor.
Shut it down. 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 Shut it down! Shut it down!
Very front row in front of everything right now. Literally right in the very front.
Shut it down!
I'm in the very front. There's a police officer right in front of my face. There is the new station right here, right in front of me. But I'm not giving up my good spot.
Is what you see before you, is that the same America?
Excuse me, sir.
The same America that these individuals that raise their lives up is supposed to protect.
You good? Hey, so for how long you been out here?
Since 7.
7?
7:30.
Has it been this many people since then?
Way more.
Wow.
It started here, huge crowd, then it marched downtown and it split in two.
Wow.
And the half in the back fought with the police and got tear gas and everything. This is the front half that I think they marched through downtown and everything. But it got real violent downtown.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so it led right back here.
Yeah, and they marched all the way back here in, I guess, like 5 hours, basically. And it was rough.
And how important is it for other nationalities to be here to support this culture right now?
To support the Black Lives Matter movement. How important is it for other, like, people from different countries?
Yeah, different nationalities.
At
the end of the day, we're all human, you know.
I think, I don't know if important is the right word. I don't think it's like mandatory that someone comes here from another country to support. But if they're here and they want to support, I think that's very important.
Okay.
Just like we support human rights and countries like China, for instance, with the Muslims. We're obviously not Chinese, we're Americans. So I think it's important for people to stand with us all around the world. Or not us, I mean, I'm white, obviously, but to stand with the movement for
and a black person.
For equality and justice.
That's true.
That is America. And that looks like they're in the middle of a war zone. Because they're here. And war.
What do you think?
Honestly, I couldn't agree with you more. The way I would probably have to answer it was same way. If there's something going on in this world where one nationality is being mistreated for something, I believe that it's important for others to stand up
with them, yeah.
And just basically say we're here to support you, and
yeah.
It's equality everywhere, all around.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that didn't even cross my mind, and I think it is similar in a way to the way they were in Dallas and were protesting something that happened in Minneapolis,
mm-hmm.
and it affects communities across the states, and I think it affects communities across the world. Oppressed communities, I think, yeah, no matter where you are, where you're from, it's important to support human rights and equality and justice. Yeah.
I couldn't agree more with you, man.
They target them. Cowards like Mike Motta and Sergeant Seldon Brown are the ones who get caught in our black bodies and give this war justification for their fucking ass. This is the reason why we have to come hashtag out the hashtag. We're tired of them putting their fucking foot on our damn neck.
He a juggernaut like a...
Same
thing!
Same thing! Same thing! Tony Tipper on August 10th, 2016. Do you know what Tony Tipper said? Tony Tipper said, I can't breathe! My thing is if you're a member of law enforcement, and can't stand up when somebody do wrong, I'll give you a look
at
our community. I'll give you a second to wake up. If you can't stand up,
a lot of courage to get up there and do that.
Crackers!
Oh, that was the right call.
Dallas definitely came out today. They're face to face with police officers right now, like talking tons of trash. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to watch over my truck, Father God, because I did just park my truck down here, and I just ask that you protect it, Father God. People probably got tow trucks grabbing everybody's stuff.
I'll be.
So I need to separate myself for a second. Just to kind of give everybody an update. It's super loud. Not sure if you all can hear me or if you can even hear what's going on right now, but it's super crazy out here. The energy, like that, the air is just thick. You can feel the tension. Something is bound to happen, like literally at any moment. They're still down there. I'm not gonna get in the mix again. I want to kind of stay a little distance to where I can see stuff though. There's literally two white guys who was by a Range Rover with assault rifles. And they're in like regular clothes. What are their intentions? What are they here for? I don't know. This is crazy though, man. There's more and more standoffs. There's police officers on horses out here. It's ridiculous. I'm gonna go to the truck, give me a water. And if I got more juice, I'll come back down here. How y'all doing? I'm still here, y'all. Fast forward 10, 15, 20 seconds. Good job.
Hey, how'd this thing end?
Huh?
How'd this thing end?
It's actually still going on.
Oh.
I just came to get water.
Ooh, I saw a couple of SWAT units, yeah. So I'm just curious.
There's all types of people down there.
As fuck. People are kind of like walking different directions now. Was y'all like in the mix of everything that was going on?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So this shit was crazy though.
Yeah? So people been out here for a little minute, huh?
Yo.
Yeah, 4 hours, 6:30. You were here for that speech though, right?
Just now?
Probably not, like 6:30, 7?
No, but I think I seen it like on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was that the one that was like where?
More down that way?
Yeah, police headquarters.
Wow.
You just showed up to march.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I'm on my podcast right now. So I'm doing like, it was like last minute. But
oh, so you're quitting right now.
Yeah, like right now.
Hello. Hi, it's Lena. Also known as Phoenix.
Phoenix. Are you from Dallas?
I am from Dallas. Born and raised in Irving, Texas, actually.
I actually just came from Irving today.
Really, what part of Irving?
Off Beltline and I don't know, it was a little assignment I had out there. I do landscaping, so. Mm.
Oh, so you were making something over there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you be interested in doing an interview right now?
Shit, we can do an interview.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm feeling good. I got me some bagged wine.
Yeah. I literally just came down here and I think I've done at least 4 or 5 different interviews. Just a little bit right now.
Just some random people, like why they're here. That's cool.
Yeah. So, tell the folks who you are again.
My name is Lena. Mm-hmm. I make music. I go by the name of Phoenix, but you know, just in day to day, you can call me Lena. Because you're a homie now.
Okay.
You know.
I'm one of the homies, y'all. Yeah. This is the Jamal Jackson Show. My name is Jamal Jackson. Yes.
Okay, that is a good podcaster name.
It is.
Jamal Jackson.
Shout out to my mother for giving me such a professional name.
On the cool. On the cool.
definitely. So you and your friends decided to just come out here and see what was going on?
My friend Jessica, she actually told me about this. I was about to go, like, meditate, do some yoga at 6 p.m. She was like, no, let's fucking change history. And I was like, oh, honestly, I'm down. I've never been to a protest. This is my first one.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That's definitely a thing I can say for myself as well. First time at a protest. So, like, for myself, I was actually going to go get pizza. And a friend called me and told me this was going on. I literally put my truck on the highway and decided to just come.
Oh, you just left that bitch there?
Yeah.
On the side, okay.
I literally just came. But I've been down here for, I mean, I'm on air right now. We're around 56 minutes. But I've been down here for about a good hour or so. Looks like I walked you to your me off. So I will catch you all on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in. Signing off.
Bye-bye.
Okay, what's good, everybody? This is your boy, Jamal. I'm checking back in. I'm on the Jamal Jackson Show. Yes, I am the host. I am downtown right now. So I'm just going to ride through downtown and check out a couple of streets. And maybe we can just catch some people, hear some people right then and there. This episode won't be as long as the last one. But like I said, we are in the mix. There are streets and roads that are crazy closed off. Y'all should see how many people are out here. I need to find somewhere else to park. Fuck this shit up, huh? Literally, everybody is turned up right now. Excuse my profanity. I try not to cuss on the show, but you never know what you hear from the people who do get on the show. They might get the cussing or whatever. And yeah. Wow. So if y'all know about Dallas, one thing about Dallas, just a quick history fact: Neiman Marcus is the headquarters in downtown Dallas. Their headquarters is in downtown Dallas. Neiman Marcus, he was originally from Dallas. The glass window is shattered. It is literally shattered right now. They're not playing no games, man. I'm going to find somewhere to park, and I'm about to get out, and we about to get back going. I'm going to find another place to park. The streets are filled in downtown. It looks as if there was a parade. It really does look as if there was a parade that took place here. Every single street is congested, either with police cars or people, and they're still coming. I was thinking things were starting to slow down and shut down. Things are actually starting to heat up. So I'm about to go find me a parking spot. Again, dear Heavenly Father, please watch over my truck, Father God. Sound like one of them old school deacons. I'm at the park. Oh, dang, wrong turn. That was actually my turn, but let's see. What can I shake and make? So I'm actually going to pause the show until I get out and I get to a place where I'm seeing people and I'm ready to start interviewing on spots. Yes, phone is on 10%, but who cares? And make sure y'all follow
Lena, I believe I said her name right. She was the young lady who just closed the show out with me. Such a very welcoming, very, very welcoming and comfortable soul. I just felt her energy and her presence, and it was super peaceful. We're gonna check out her music. Hopefully we can get an interview done in the future. Ooh, she said I'm one of the homies now. Gang, gang. You know what that mean. What Future say? Hold it down for the family. Going viral for the family. All right, nah, let me chill. Let me find somewhere to park. You can literally hear helicopters everywhere, man, as of now. All right, I'm going to park right here in this parking lot. All right, y'all, so I'm parking. Okay, I thought I paused it, but I didn't. All right. So on the first episode of, the first part of this episode, clearly I interviewed some people, and I've seen somebody I knew, but, you know, our people can be very weird, so I really didn't indulge in conversation, and one dude was just talking as if he knew me, drunk as I don't know what, but I'm back out here, I'm back down here. Let's get a mix. We're more towards the other side of downtown now. So let's see how this goes. What's up, man? Okay, so I'm gonna walk towards Maine, back to back towards where Neiman Marcus was hit. I'm gonna go over there. I'm on Irve and Wood right now. And you can probably still hear like the helicopters. This part of this episode may not be as wondrous, if that's the word, amazing, interesting, exciting as the first part, because you actually got to hear so many things as we got in the mix of what's going on right now. Yeah. Alright, so I am literally still walking on Irve. I'm down at Irve and Jackson. I'm approaching. Yeah. If y'all know where Jackson Street is off of Irve, if you ride Jackson down, you'll get to the AT&T building. Just to kind of give y'all an idea of exactly where I am right now, this is ridiculous what is going on. Just walked past the I'm walking past this building and literally looking at myself in the mirror, and it is time to do some ab work. I'm hearing a little bit of Lil Boosie, Mo 3. I heard some T.I. earlier. The people are definitely out here, y'all. I want to walk right past where the glass got shattered, so that's what I'm gonna do. It's multiple windows that are shattered. Of course, everybody, and I'm gonna take a picture of this. I'm actually gonna go on IG Live this time, if that's possible.
So right here is where you can now see the glass and everything. All of this is the glass that's broken. You can see all of the glass window broken. This is crazy. Glass is there everywhere. I literally got on Instagram Live. You all can follow me on Instagram at Jamal D. Jackson. Jamal D. Jackson. I just got on Instagram Live and I recorded the window at Neiman Marcus that I was telling you all about. It's crazy out here right now. I'm not gonna go too far because my truck is in that parking lot. But they're busting glass windows. They're going crazy. They're going berserk right now. I literally hope that these are words that exist in the dictionary that I'm using right now. Man, if anybody know about Spice in the City, their windows got busted out as well. There's traffic everywhere. Helicopters are still all around the city. It's crazy out here right now. I'm actually going to cross the street and get in the mix of everything that's going on. My phone's on 9%, so as long as I got some juice, y'all, we can do our thing and we continue doing the show. So, man, there's people everywhere, dog. Everywhere. Wow. Wow. What's up, homie? Wow. They've busted multiple windows. This is a big hotel whose windows are busted. I'm gonna cross and head back to my side. This is crazy what's going on. I'm literally I'm gonna drive to different parts of downtown and see what's all shut down. This is crazy, man. Multiple windows are broken, multiple glass are shattered. Numerous of things that are going on downtown right now, the city. Wow, I can imagine how much damage has been caused and how much damage the government is going to have to pay, or these businesses are going to have to pay for their repairs. So, yeah. Would it be amazing if we can find out right now from this guy what happened to this window? Maybe he's seen something. Let's ask him and see. Maybe he knows something. These are big rock stone in here, y'all. Oh, shit. More police arriving on this side of downtown now. A whole lot more. What's up, homie? Yeah, now they're saying there's a fire on Main Street. People are immediately cleaning up this mess that is going on right now. Whoa, I almost fell into a pothole. Not fun. People everywhere. And then y'all, on the first part of this episode, the black guy trying to talk like he's Mexican or he's Spanish or something. Dude, you not fooling nobody. You darker than me. Your hair nappier than mine. I want to say, get your ass and start talking to her voice. All right, man. Let's go. Here we go. Here we go. It's getting in the mix. There's more and more people. Wow.
All their doors are busted out. Everybody's having to be in community.
There's more and more people coming out. Tons of people.
You can obviously see that they're...
This is crazy, y'all. There's another mob of people getting ready to protest more. So everybody's walking. We're down on Main now, y'all. The police are literally, I can't even count how many police cars there are. They're trying to cut off the people and block the people and stop them from moving. Whew. This is bringing Dallas. I see the G-Wagons and the Wranglers and the Audis and stuff coming out. This is crazy. They're coming this way now. Wow. I'm still out here. Tons of people. Now I'm at the corner of Main and Irve. Irve Street, 100 Street. If you know what I'm talking about, right across from the Comerica Bank building. It is tons of people out here. Paddy wagons. Here you go, here you go, here you go, here you go. Here you go, here we go. I'm just walked in the middle of 100 people. They shooting.
Fuck yourself,
man. Oh shit, dude just threw a hanger at the police car. Police car just stopped. They're getting out now. They're about to start kicking the stove. They're breaking the stove down. They're running inside right now. They're really running inside the stove. They're in the stove here. We gotta move. The police are coming. Oh shit. Oh shit. Move, move. Oh shit. Oh shit. We're running. Here we go. This is all crazy. This is part two of the episode, everybody. It's crazy. They just ran inside of Neiman Marcus store. At least 25 guys. And a crowd of over 100 people took off running. This is crazy. This is definitely crazy. Let's see if we can get another interview in.
Hey,
here we go. Stay in tune. Here it come. They're throwing the tear gas. They started throwing the tear gas.
Stop playing.
They stole tons of stuff out of Neiman Marcus. Tons of things out of Neiman Marcus. Tons of clothing out of Neiman Marcus were just stolen. This is crazy. They just sold tons of Neiman Marcus. Tons of Neiman Marcus. Clothing and merchandise was just stolen. This is wild. Definitely. This is wild. I was not expecting anything like this to be going down. More and more police arrive on the scene as big crowds of people begin to collide. This is crazy, y'all. This is crazy. This is crazy, crazy. I'm literally right in the mix. Look like more people want more Neiman Marcus clothes. They're literally breaking windows, running into places as we speak right now. Okay. Here we go. It's starting up. It's starting up, y'all. The guy is busting a window right here, literally right now as we speak. A guy has a rock. They're busting windows. They're tearing up stuff right here, right now. It's crazy. You been out here for a little minute, bro? Okay. Hey, my name's Jamal. I'm on my podcast right now. Can you describe what the energy level is like?
You said what?
Can you describe the energy level right now?
Yeah, how up there, bro? Like, people is tired of this shit, bro.
Uh-huh.
Like, you gotta do what you gotta do. If they wanna listen with peace, then you gotta do it.
Watch out. Oh, shit. It is crazy right now. They're breaking in Neiman Marcus literally everywhere. They're breaking in. I was literally right there. They're turning everything down. They're taking everything out of Neiman Marcus. You get caught in there right now, you're stuck. You're in jail. It's crazy. This shit is crazy, crazy. Everybody got some designer right now. It's something else. And there's more police literally on the other side of Main Street in Irving right now. This is crazy. They're jumping. They're literally jumping through the windows of Neiman Marcus right now. Man, they're going crazy. They're literally running all throughout the stores, demolishing and taking whatever they see. Shoot. It's crazy. It is crazy right now. Y'all, this is what turned from a peaceful protest to society erupting. Their emotions are literally everywhere right now. But it's crazy out here. I wish y'all can feel the energy level, man. It's extremely high. Extremely high. They're at traffic now. This is probably not the smartest place to be right now. Oh, holy shit. They're busting windows right now as we speak. It is crazy. It's crazy, y'all. It's crazy. It's crazy. Ugh. Ooh, she busted. Oh shit, it's going down right now. They're on the other side of the street now, going into other stores right now. They're running into other stores right now. The police are getting out, and now the police are moving. They're in all the stores taking merchandise. It's extremely crazy. People taking as much stuff as possible. They're taking all types of designers. Stuff we can't afford. Okay, let me be serious, y'all. This is crazy right now. It's crazy out here. Crazy. Wow. This is crazy. And you know what's so crazy? This is what's so crazy about it, everyone. Society is going to take this image and say this is how our people are, and this is what they are known for. People are just fed up.
What are you doing?
It's wild right now. It's buck naked wild.
Ain't worth it. Ain't worth it.
The homeless people are just smiling with joy as they get free clothes as well. This is crazy as hell. It's literally 12:53 a.m. right now in Dallas, Texas. Everything is live. It's going down. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy. It's crazy right now. Wow. I'm gonna get a little bit more in the mix. I don't think the police is. Okay. Go, oh shit, go, 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 go. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Go, go, go.
This way, this way.
Go, 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 go. Oh shit. Holy fuck. Go, go. It's fucking insane.
Quick!
Can we just do this shit?
Quick!
Ooh. It's a lot of motherfucking money. This is my lane. This y'all first time at a protest?
Yeah.
This shit crazy, right?
Hell yeah. I low-key wanted something, but at the same time, I ain't trying to get hyped for it, you feel me?
Nah, for real.
So I'm just staring.
Yeah. I'm here for the experience.
They got army trucks that way.
Oh, so there's army trucks at the other end. Guess we're gonna turn around and walk one way.
Now I'm scared.
All to the right. Back.
It's getting real. Probably need to go that way.
12 is that way. You got the shit in your hand. So you gotta go this way, now.
Oh my God. Okay, so how the fuck am I getting back to my vehicle? That I don't know. I'm gonna cross the street. And come on this side of the street. Is insane. Oh shit. This is crazy, y'all. I'm on 8%. It is approximately 12:57 a.m. I'm usually sleeping around this time. But this is insane. Oh shit, they're busting my window. Alright, they're starting to shoot. So, apparently we just got done running because they started throwing tear gas. So people have been going crazy. Man, it's nuts out here right now. So riots are breaking out. What's happening? I'm going to cross the street. I am at Elm and Acker. It's crazy right now. They're going nuts. They're giving homeless people designer. I bet they feel very good. The police are right down here, man. I wish I would have brung my camera, y'all. It's crazy right now. Just to be able to be in the mix of everything and experiences during this time of our life, it's quite insane. I have to figure out how to get back to my, I need to figure out how to get back to my vehicle, because I'm ready to go lay down now. I had a big day tomorrow. I've gotten the opportunity to network with some people, meet some people while this is going on. So, yeah. So much, I didn't got musty out here. It's crazy right now. Y'all, so I'm on Acker and Main Street.
They're going federal right now. There's a fire truck to block off the street. The police are literally in the middle of the street. People are everywhere right now. People have their shirts off. I know I ain't the only person that's musty out here. I've been running. There's been tear gas thrown. There's been a lot that's been going on, man. It's wicked out here right now, y'all. I really, really, I'm at a loss for words. In all honesty, I'm at a loss of words. This is crazy. I'm tired. I'm hot. I'm tired. Musty. But we're gonna keep going federal. It's going wicked right now. It really is. Here we go, here we go. They finna run. They throwing stuff. They riding. The police are pushing. They're forcing out. Here we go. Here we go. They're putting on the smoke mask.
No, no.
Oh shit. They're putting the smoke mask on. Oh, come on, come on, come on. You good. It's crazy right now. Everything that's going on. The smoke mask. Yeah, it is.
How do we get away from it?
Stay ahead of the pack. That's the only way we're gonna survive right now. It's crazy out here.
That's gonna chunk you out.
The tear gas is literally everywhere. You can smell it. Smell the tear gas. I have to take my shirt off and put it around my nose. It's wicked out here right now. They're shooting. There you go. There you go. Here we go. And we are running. They're shooting. I do not want to be on that end. I need the furthest distance so that. Oh! It's time to go. It's time to go. Hell nah. They shooting. It is wild out here. This is definitely the most hyped podcast. This is the most intense, crazy podcast that's going on right now.
I'm trying to get to my wife. I don't give a fuck about nothing.
This is insane. Y'all can hear the sounds. They're shooting something right now. It's working. What's up, man? This is crazy. Sorry. So I'm still in the mix. It's crazy out here right now. You can hear all the sounds for sure. Oh, I can't. Oh, I can feel it. Shit. I can feel the tear gas. Oh. I need to find my way up out of here. Oh shit, I can feel it. I can feel it. Yeah, I can feel that shit. It's getting strong. They trapped us in. We gotta find a way about this bitch. Can we hit that corner? It's stronger down there. Come on. We gotta push some type of way. They got us trapped in. Fuck, that tear gas getting strong. Oh, man. This shit is getting real strong out here. Shit. We gotta find some type of way to exit or something. Fuck this. Ah. Ah. Fuck. Okay. Fuck. I got water all over the phone. Fuck.
Yeah, bro.
Ah.
Gonna go away.
The tear gas is very strong. Oh, fuck. Ah, fuck. The tear gas is super strong. Ah, I can't breathe. Ah, I can't breathe. I can't see for shit. Ah. 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 I gotta get away from this shit. This, I can't even get in the mix of it no more. I gotta go.
Are you okay?
Y'all good?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm alright. Oh. Yeah, they got tear gas everywhere. Yeah, I'm all right. One dude spitting up. That tear gas ain't no joke. Oh, fuck. I don't even know how to find my way out at this point. I just need to get to my truck. I think I've had enough fun.
Thank y'all.
Hey, sir, this
street right here, you say
the
last time
deal?
Huh? This street, the next street blocked up?
It's tear gas all on that street.
But they still on that hoe?
Yeah, yeah.
And my car right there, too.
You could try with the SWAT over there.
On that street? Hey, I can't get my car. They gonna stop me
because
I got all this
stolen
shit.
Yeah. Shit. This is crazy.
And I'm looking for my kid for now.
Probably gonna have to hit the outskirts of downtown to die down to the morning or something.
For me?
Wait for that. It's shut down for a minute. I'm still dizzy. This is crazy right now. I'm probably about to cut the show, you guys. I got tear gassed, and this is not fun. Thanks for tuning in. This is Jamal's show, and I am signing out.